We already covered three different points over here. The lachas of Aleph, the suga of being hergel and its parameters. Sif Beis, the suga of Negia, together with that, Toshoto, Zuriko, Chibal De'esh. And yesterday we focused on the idea of Sif Gimel and Dalid, the three lachas Negia Ta'achilo, eating at one table, Kara Achas, and leftover food. Today, to focus on the lacha negate to a bed, the three lachas negate to that, plus the Ramo. That means negate to the bed, the three separate halachas. One is a person cannot sit or sleep in the spouse's bed. A second halacha of not sleeping in one bed together. A third halacha of the beds should not touch each other. With that also, there's a side point over here, the Ramo, negate to moving a safsol, misnadding the safsol, l'svino. So first, start off with the sugya of a mita, of a bed. The ma'amokum of this inyan is a sugya in ksubas daf samach aleph. The Gemara over there says that all malachas an isha can do for a spouse, except for three malachas that create chibo. And that will get to Be'ez Hashem in Sif Yud next Sunday. In Sif Yud, one of the cases says a person cannot do when she is aser. She cannot do her tzos mita. She cannot make his bed. Says the Rishonim, the Ramban, the Ravid, the Rashba, wrote down in the Beis Yosef, the loch is a kolshkein. If a person cannot make a bed, similarly, a person, he cannot sleep in her bed. The Torah, when he says over this halacha, he says, lav dafka, sleeping, even lo yeshiv, even the halacha, the person cannot sit in her bed, mitzad the sugya of hearer. That means first, we have a case negated to him, that the Rishonim are discussing. Number one, says Rishonim, him sleeping in her bed. And number two, the Torah's moisev, him sitting in her bed. Number three, Kamal Gatazin says, once we're discussing him, Kolshkein her, also he should not, also her, she cannot sleep in his bed. There's here tvei, if she gets up and she gets down and he sees it, there's more here when she is sleeping in his bed. If you realize over here among the Gedolei Achronim, the Betim, four cases you have to discuss. That means the case over here of him, number one, sleeping in her bed. Number two, there's him sitting in her bed. Number three, it's her sleeping in his bed. And number four, there's her sitting in his bed. Now take these four cases. First, to make it simple, negate to him, the locha is, whether it's befonov or shaloi befonov, there is no difference. Because when he's in her bed, there's a chashash here. Whether she's there or not, the fact that he's in her bed, there'll be a problem. Negate to her, be'ik the swarm say, the problem is for him to see her in his bed. Therefore, negate to her being in his bed or sitting in his bed is dafka b'fonav. The words of the Taz is meduyuk, the loch is dafka, he sees her getting up and going to sleep in his bed. Therefore, dafka in his bed will be also b'fonav when she's there. Mash engin shloi b'fonav is mutter. Now, we have four cases, but negate to him is sai b'fonav and shloi b'fonav. Negate to her, the loch is dafka b'fonav. Again, there are chokim disagreeing upon this aspect. That's how be'ikah the place can go. Halacha, also to make it simple, the real comes out among the mahalchim, the Gedolei Achronim, the four shittas over here. The Shach is very clearly, he says, the lochid, we have four cases, only one of them is also. Only him sleeping in her bed, that's a problem. The other three, the Maisa Motor. At Salasheni, Tarsha Shloman says, the loch is him, Sai sleeping and Sai sitting is the bayah on her bed. The vice versa, her in his bed, Lamaisa, that's Gemi Mutter. Asada Shlishi, the Taz on the page, he comes along and says, her, the loch is Gemi also sleeping in his bed. And him, Sai sleeping and Sai sitting. Asada V, the Chokhma Zodom, he comes along and asks all four cases. That means we have four cases discussed. The Taz, the Shach, and the Minchas Yaakov, and the Chokhma Zodom say four different halachas over here. Now again, negate to him, we're always discussing the locha is Sai Bafonov and Sai Shloi Bafonov. And negate to her, the locha is Dafka Bafonov will be Osir. Now, the locha that was Mukubal among Be'ikah the Paiskim is like the Taz. That means the locha is negate to him, Sai sitting and Sai sleeping is Osir Be'im Bafonov and Shloi Bafonov. Negate to her, the locha is only sleeping will be Osir Bafonov. Therefore, the locha is Shloi Bafonov, she can sleep in your bed. Va'id also, her sitting on your bed, b'fonav l'maisa's mutter. That's the be'ikah of Svarim go. Again, those will disagree. That seems to be the minig mekubal, like the Taz, that three of the cases are aser, and one case of her sitting in his bed, the ma'aseh is mutar. Now, just a practical example to bring out this point. What happens a lot of times in my house, my kids go to sleep in mommy's bed, they want me to read them a story, or to usually massage the back, something. Is that sit in mommy's bed? Well, now that's the kid's bed right now, and I can sit on the bed and read them a story. So this question of Berkowitz, and Betzem, it's really mommy's bed, otherwise why they're sleeping there. If you tell them it's not mommy's bed, the kids won't be there. So they're sleeping because it's mommy's bed, and for you to sit on that bed, Rabbi Berkowitz says you have to be machmer. Why? Because at the end of the day, we paskin that even sitting, the mice of the Zabaya. Now, come on with Pesach Shuvah and brings down this halacha on the Mechaber's words of Shloi Yeshev. Discusses the halacha of being, what's the halacha if it's Shloi Be'er? She's not in the city. Now, the Pesach Shuvah's case is, again, going on the Mechaber of sitting. What about the case of sleeping? Is there a difference of Be'er, Shloi Be'er? So the Izab Kiv'egar and the Padish Mon, the passing like this, that sleeping, even Shloi Be'er, is the Bayah Mitzal Sugya of here. L'maish L'masham, the Das Torah, he brings down the Bechacho, Das Kedoshim, not that way. The loch is that we have this idea to be Machmer, a Dafka B'fonim, Shloi B'fonim, when she's around. However, in a different city, there won't be any Israel be Mutter for him to sleep inside her bed. The way the Pesach Shuvah he's saying over on the Mechaber, he's saying a case of sitting over here. That means Be'ikka the place can say when she's not in the city, whether sleeping or sitting will not make a difference. He is allowed to do that to her bed. No problem over here. Now, if that's so, once we have a head to the Pesach Shuvah from the being down the halacha, the place can go this way. What's the definition of chutz l'ir? That means someone goes to Bnei Brak, come back to Yerushalayim every day. If she leaves, is that chutz l'ir? Someone goes to Manhattan from Brooklyn. Someone goes to Lakewood from Brooklyn. Is that nichol get of chutz l'ir? So where are the Shlomo Zalman bring down, Shlomo Zalman, Rav Osner, they come and say, since today we go back and forth, the state over here is that you left. She's not around. Not around, there won't be any hero. But she's around. She just went away to a far place. In those days, you went to a different city until you got back with a couple of days. A week, 2 weeks. No one left that day, went to a different city and came back. It wasn't that way. Here we need a massive leaving. Someone goes back and forth, from Zalman, from Neibach to Shalayim, that's not nichol negeder of leaving. You have to have a mamash case that you left over here. It's not like the sugi of yichud, of you have to be a pearl in the city. The get over here is as if a person has a gosh you left. Therefore he says the said over here, said of Ozer, has to be a couple of days. A person goes back and forth to Lakewood, to Brooklyn, back and forth every single day, that's not nichol negeder of Einam Be'er, and therefore he will be Ozer to sit and sleep inside her bed. If that's so, the getter is not ear practically. The Chaim now discuss, what about for Kerth, all the way around? When she's in the city, but she's not coming home. Let's say, for example, she's in Betud, in someone else's apartment, and she can't come home. Or let's say she's in the hospital to give birth to a baby, she's not coming home for a couple of days. Let's say she's in Beit Achlama, in a convalescent house, won't be home for another week or two. Or let's say the Israelis, they give birth, and they move into the in-laws for a couple of weeks, and she's not coming home. Once we're saying the aside over here is not an ear per se, no din ear over here, the din is sitting left. What happens? She's in the city, but she's not around anymore. Maisa, once you take the aside, be'iknas from a mekel. Kodashoni, Lubushi Oz, Berkowitz says, once she's not around, Hagam, she is practically physically around, but since she's not coming home, that's as if that the bed's not to her associated with her right now. They will come out a cool over here. That means we have this kula, Pesach Shuvah says, the Paiskim said the loch is, when she's not in the city, the Maisa to be Mekel. But it's not Din city, it's the Yisrael of a city that she left. Therefore, in a different city, which comes back every day, will not have the Heter. Mashaykin in the city, where she is not around, you went to the hospital to give birth to a baby, will be away for a couple of days. So the Paiskim, the ik of the loch is, that's Nichol get out not being around, and therefore you can't sit or sleep in her bed. Now, once we have this halacha, that a person cannot sit or sleep in his wife's bed as miyuchod, we really have to define two things over here. The halacha is in a mita miyuchedes law. So number one, what is mita? And number two, what's miyuchedes law? You have to define both things. What's a bed? What does it mean it's miyuchod to her? So number one, negate a bed, you have to realize in a bed there are different levels. The chur has six levels. This is the level of the place where the bed is. This is the second level, the frame. A third level upon that is the mattress. Atop of the mattress is the fourth level, the sheet. Atop of that, the fifth level is a blanket. And then there's something called a pillow. We have six things to discuss. Is that nichel in the sight of mita? Something that's miuchot for her, that'd be awesome to him. So Pesach Tshuva brings down the Chos Basadam, that he says a pillow and a blanket is nichel to get of mita. And the Sfam come along and say, la dafka that, even a sheet and even a mattress. Four of those things are nichel to get of mita, but not the frame, be'ikah they say, the cholkim. Be'ikah the paskim say the frame is not nichel in a get of bed, and still in the place where it is, that means you have the window and she has not by the window, the place is not nichel in the get of bed over here. So first, again, the definition over here of mita is what is these four things from the mattress, sheet, blanket, and pillow. Now the Chorim says it has to be miyuchud to her. Let's say you have the same exact blanket. If your case is pink and hers is blue, and yours is blue, it's miyuchud. But let's say it's the same exact blanket. What makes it miyuchud to a person? So the Sfam says, if it's not miyuchud, designated one specifically for another, and therefore they get mixed up one with another, you can take one, she can take the other. Now vadas dam. To just take your blanket, we don't do that. No reason to take hers, you take yours. But sometimes what happens, kids play ohel, they come to make a tent, they take your blanket, they take her blanket, and then you don't know which one's whose. Come along the place, can say, Echanami, you can take one, she'll take another, if it's not miyuchud over here. But it says about a shulchan, let's say even it is miyuchud, but after you wash it, it comes back fresh again, it's not miyuchud. Just an example, people do say how to apply this halacha. For example, my parents, they have pillows. One has dafka, a soft one. One has dafka, a hard one. That echanami, you cannot switch. If you want to take your spouse's pillow, since it's miyuchud for her, when she's in nida, that'll be a problem. Now the question is, what to do when you have to switch? Let's take an example. Your wife has by the window, the draft, she's not feeling well, and she does not want to be by the window. Or the kids are crying, and she has to hear the kids, and she has to sleep by the door, closer to hear the kids cry, because she wants you to sleep through the night. For you to wake up, to go to Shiva, to hear the Chabur through Zoom. You need energy to sit and learn. So the question over here is, what to go do when you have to switch beds? That means, do you have an option saying, you know, if this was mine, and that was yours, from here on in, let's also switch beds. Now, your bed is mine, and this is my bed. And designate from here on in, this is my bed. And she'll designate your bed as being hers. So the Ikkadis form say, you cannot do that. Once it's your bed, to switch is she is sleeping in your bed. The fact that you designate it does not make it ace the fact that it was your bed over here. You can't do that. If so what does the ace to go do? You have to switch beds. So first as far as I'm saying, if you want to switch the whole entire bed, the place is not the problem. If you can physically switch the beds fully, no problem. But like we said before, and even if you leave the frames in the same place, the frames are etzem, so the paiskim is not nichel together a bed per se. You just want to switch the mattresses, that's also nichel of not being the person's own personal thing. And therefore, a person can switch the mattresses as long as they're framed on the same place. So again, so we have an eitzah how to switch. Now, if you cannot use these two eitzahs, in Chanami, this form discuss, is there what to be makel about the fact that you have a specific area over here? But otherwise, in general, we try to be machmer. Now, in this bed over here, what defines a bed? We're saying you have to have a bed. For example, let's say every day she naps in a chair. Every day you put your head down on a shtender, on the bench in yeshiva. Is that making nichel to get of a bed? So Pesach can say no. Avad Aloch has to be a bed miyuchid for her. No, that's the chum discuss. Let's say every day she has a recliner. She lies down in the recliner and falls asleep over there for an hour to take a nap. The pashas the ik this one come along to say they did this bed and not a chair, and a recliner is just a more fancier, more comfortable chair. But the halacha is a bed. They do discuss in other cases to get to bed. What happens, a couch that opens up, and at night it turns into bed, and during the day you put it back together to being a case of a couch. Now, among the Americans, not that common to be that way. The get to bnei Yisrael, some people I see they have it that way. The question is nichel negeto being a bed, and therefore he cannot sit upon it when it's her couch that she uses. Shall among the Sfarim, the numerous Paiskim will make all his nichel get upon Chadoshis when it goes back to being a couch, and therefore when it's a bed, it'll be a problem. When it goes back to a couch, it won't be a problem. Ganim Shalom Azam and the Vos of the Maestat, they want to be Machmer. So, first, he came along, and we discussed over here that what the definition of a mita is. Now, what defines something that's yuchud for her? What defines being hers? That means, example, you go to a hotel, there are two beds over there, and you say, I pick this one, it's next to the window. Is that like roommates, the one you picked first, I got it first, it's yours? And therefore, she cannot lie down upon it? But no, there has to be something more over here. So again, this form speak out, Hazmona lav milsa. The fact that you pick it does not make it yours. It's not miyuchad for you. It does not have a getter of being that this is where you slept, and it won't have any chashash here over there. The fact that you chose it does not make it yours. The ma'isa, once you sleep upon it, then it is yours. That means the vaza says you have sleep at the night. Marcoin says even taking a nap in the afternoon, that makes it yours. But the fact that you chose something does not make it yours. Another case they discuss, what makes something hers? Let's say she's in the hospital, she gave birth to a baby, you come to go visit her, you bring her a small present. Now the question is, this bed, can you sit upon the bed? That means there's a shikal das question, how do you look at hospital beds? Is it be'ikr, the hospital bed is theirs and she's sleeping upon it? And if they want, they can switch you out of the rooms and give you different beds. But right here, there are certain times, I'll tell you, you cannot be in this bed, go in a different bed. Therefore, especially in Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's not miyuchud for her. But no, you say fakert, pederklal, for a couple of days, they let you stay there. And therefore it is her bed. So the question is, how do you look at a hospital bed? There seems to be a shikal das question among the svarim, what is a bed that is given to you, but they seem to really control it? What is that exactly? So the mice among the swarm, I see again as a shiloh. It seems to me when I go to the hospital by the Bnei Torah, what they do, they take a chair from outside the room, they sit down not on the bed but next to the wife. This is a question of Chaim Knievsky. He says, another thing to discuss, Nagar, to what's miyuchud for her, is let's say you go back to your parents' house, you're yoyered, you go to Chutz Laaretz for Pesach, and then you're stuck there for a couple of months, and you come down to the in-laws. And over there, she says, this is my bed that she used 24 years ago, and therefore, this is my bed. So you just walked in, you're visiting your in-laws, and 24 years ago, it was her bed that she slept there when she was a single lady. Now she's married, she's been living 24 years in Harnof. Does that make it still her bed? Or you say, no. Listen, I like that bed. It's further away from all the noise. It's more to the corner. The other bed in the room is closer to all the noise. And tell her to take the other bed. So even though she has a gosha, a sensitivity that's saying, this is my bed, come with Swam and say, the fact that she thinks it's her bed, other people slept there, it's been used for years, it's not her house, she's visiting her parents. Betzim, she lives with you in Eretz Yisrael in Arnov. And therefore, for this reason, it will not have the halacha be miyuchud for her. Now, of course, as ben odom l'chaveroi, you give it to her, that's what she wants. She feels this is her bed, that's poshut. When it's not a sigil of being mitam yucha, they cannot sleep upon it, does not apply until after one night she sleeps there, then it becomes her bed. But otherwise, in general, walking into a place that she said she used 24 years ago does not make it being to her bed. Fine, so that's one halacha, negate the case of being in a bed. That idea of being yuchud for her, you cannot be there. Now, I'd like to just first finish off the halacha negate to bed before we go to the Ram over here. I'd like to go right now to halacha in Siv Vav. Siv Vav, coming from the Mechaber, brings down the second halacha negate to bed, built upon the Sugya and Shabbos and Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara over there says, Hazipoya Shailo, can you sleep in one bed? He and his begotten, and she and her begotten. Is that a shinoi with das? Does it work or not? The Gemara's maskona, it's osir. Therefore, the halacha is very clear. Mechama passing like the Gemara's maskona. For two people to sleep in one bed, even though each one is with their own clothing, even though it's a large bed, it's osir. I can ask an obvious question. We just said, him to be in her bed, that's miyuchud is osir. And over here, sleeping in two beds together, one bed, of course it's osir. So very simple, what the chilek over here is. The halacha in Sifei is when it's miyuchud for her. The halacha over here in Sivav is a case, you walk into a hotel, you have a massive king bed, it's not miyuchud for anybody, and you want both of you to lie down in one bed. In that case, somebody's come along to say it's osir over here. That means we have an isser, even though it's not miyuchud, you cannot lie down together in one bed, even though she's her begotten and you're your begotten. The place can speak out, it's not in sleeping in one bed. Sit up by the shulchan, the halacha is even lying down in one bed, him and her, in one bed, without sleeping, still that's nichel and the isser, what the Gemara is discussing over here. The Ramon Lamai says, Moisif, and says, this halacha is, even if each one has their own blanket, still you will not have this heter. Now there's a shach over here, that is a question, what exactly he's a kimtur, what exactly he means. One way how to understand the Shach, the way the Rosh HaShulchan explains, is he's saying they have a large bed, however there's a break in between, and therefore even though it's inside one large box over here, the space in between the two beds, and that's when the Shach saying, the Maisitz Mutter, since there's a hefsek in between. Now there are others who disagree that's not Pshah on the Shach. To make it practical, what's Negeh to us? Negeh to us, we want to discuss, let's say you have two physical beds that are separate. Two separate beds. Except they are connected to a headboard in the back. And I've seen that by numerous people. And the headboards are connecting the beds one to another. That means you have two beds, each one connected to the headboard, which is one long headboard. Is that Nichol Negeh of one bed? Or the site of two beds? Do you taina physically it's separate as two beds? Or since connected as a Negeh of one bed? Say the Minchas Yitzchok, if you understand Pshat in the Shach this way, like the Aruch HaShulchan, it comes out that Be'etzem is two separate beds with a space in between, has a get over here of being two separate beds. And therefore, they bring down that you have one headboard, with Moshe, the Yashiv, the Ma'akoy, and the Mice, they want to be Mekel. Tzad HaShani, the Ba'al HaShulchan does not like that, he wants to argue, or Berkowitz says to be Machmer, if not Shekloin, the Mice say to be Machmer, that's not how you say Pshat in the Shach, or you can argue maybe in the Shach. Therefore, they say, circle, so if it's connected, has to get in one bed. Asad Shlishi, the Minchas Yitzchok says, even though the Aruch HaShulchan holds it should be mutter, certainly it's a roi to be lemnaya, to stay away from, to be machin from the kiyor, and avosa, and that the Gavriel says, it's something you should not do. So we have the Shach, the question, what does it mean? And it will come out, lalocha, can a person have one headboard or not? The mice I see around, some do, some don't. Shall what the nog is, what the correct nog, what to go do. Another thing to get this idea of being sleeping in one bed. What about bunk beds? Can you take the top and she'll take the bottom? Or vice versa? So Be'ik in this form discussing two separate sigyas over here. One mitzvah idea is nichla the concept of mita achas. And number two, well, there are more of being misnanded. One will move to another. Now the gate to mita achas, I see some machlokes among the achronim, is called one or two. The way that the idea misnanded depends upon the mitzvahs. In my house, right now, and I know if I used to have two different sets of bunk beds. One of them was inside the wall, and one wasn't connected to the wall. The one that was connected inside the wall did not move, and the one that was not connected did move. So the Maestro Nishal among the Sforim, can a husband and wife go on top of a bunk bed? The Maestro, I don't think anyone does it, not to negate this halacha practically. Agam Tashal among the Sforim, what to go do? Now, once we have this halacha over here, that a person cannot be in one bed, Kamal Ramon says a third halacha over here, negate to beds. The halacha is that even though you're in two separate beds, you are in two separate beds, but they cannot be touching each other. It brings down the Mordechai, the Maisitz Osir. Now, what is a geder that the two beds over here that are close by one to another, the halacha is you cannot be in one bed, she cannot be in another bed. So the geder is very clear, the Pesach Tshuva being done from Makor Chaim, the halacha is, the technical halacha, is any separation at all, a hefresh koshu, that's enough. That means as long as it's nikkur being two separate beds, lemaisitz mutter. That's how Loch and the Sforim all agree that way. However, the Sforim bring down, then hogas be machmer more than what's nikkur. Now, how much more to be machmer? Different lashinus. There those bring down the lashon that one blanket should not reach the other person. Another lashon bring down arm's length. Another lashon bring down should be an amma away. That means the Sforim say avadra and anhoga is certainly we separate the beds to arm's length or an amu kadoimo. That's only the anhoga. But let's say you're stuck and you go to be a guest somewhere for Shabbos and the beds are very close by or something like that. And chnami, then we go back to the ikra locha. As long as nikka being two separate beds, lemaisa is mutter. There's no problem over here. So again, so we have this third alocha. The person cannot be in two separate beds that are touching one to another. Now this alocha is dafka when she's in the bed and you're in the bed. But let's say you're in the bed and she's not in the bed. Says the Paiskim, Avada, that's not a problem. The problem is when you're both in the bed, the beds are touching one to another. Now let's say there is no bed. You're sleeping on the floor. Is there any issue over here? So they bring down from the Kishon Shulchan Aruch that he says when you're on the floor, he says either you should be back to back, you should not have one face facing the other person, or he says it should be a distance away. Now, why in the world are we sleeping on the floor? So you could say maybe you went tenting. You might have a bayam and sugyos chok v'kalas roish. But another case they discuss when you're flying in the air on a flight, and you earn two separate shears over here. So if you're in business, they're separate. In economy, like most people, is there a problem? That means you can't get involved if you'll be machman by headboards. So maybe the fact that they're connected, solely on the either the arms rest or on the bottom they're connected over here, maybe it's nichal together of one bed over here. Now to switch seats, the mice we don't switch seats. The question is, by what to go do on the case of flying, can you mice sleep side by side? So the ikalis from come on to say, the first little idea over here that's a bed, the chair that you're sitting on is a chair. Even though it's made to sleep on also, but vada be ikkah's a chair. For oid, there's a hefsek in between, it's nikkah's two separate chairs over here. And the headboard to mechadish, that's nichel, again of one bed, the fact that it's connected, the chord is not really, either you can say we don't hold the sugya of headboard, or this is not nichel, again of a bed. However, yilchor, you have the idea of the kitchen arch. The kitchen says, even when we do not have a bed, we're sleeping on the floor, you should not sleep face to face. Therefore, going to the kitchen arch, what should you go do on the flight? You should go, turn back to back. You should not face each other. So, Akam went through the sugya negate to bed. Again, number one, went through the sugya of sitting or sleeping in the spouse's bed. Number two, went through the sugya negate to sleeping together in one bed. And number three, went through the sugya of beds touching one to another. Now, let's go back to the halacha of the Ramah that we skipped in the halacha in Sifei. The Ramah in Sifei, he brings down a person cannot sit on a long bench that moves. Why? Two people sit there, a husband and a wife. They'll move each other. We have a sugya, a halacha, that one should not move his spouse. Now, among the Bnei Sfard, what exactly they hold, the Beis Yosef is very clear, the Sfardim are not knowing this way, and the newest people who follow the Beis Yosef among the Bnei Sfard. Again, the Ben Ishchai, the Maisei, he's Machmer, and there are those who follow the Ben Ishchai. But again, the Bnei Ashkenaz, certainly, the one cannot move his spouse. Now, what is the lumdus, the svar behind this is over here? So the Taz, he says over him to the sugya of here, the idea of chibo. Mash Enkin, I assume the Olam saw the Shach in the Kuz of Kesev. He come along either mitzvah the sugya kein negiya, or he says nichal together the sugya of mita achas. Now, to be clear, what is the gedah you cannot move the spouse? It does not mean you cannot cause her to move. It means your koyach cannot move her. For example, you go inside an elevator, you push the button, you're causing her to move. That's not nichal in the iser of you moving her, it's not your koyach. Another example, you call her and she has a telephone and it vibrates. There's no problem. She goes in the car, you're driving the car, you're moving her. So the iser over here is not the fact that you caused her to be moved. The iser is when your koyach, the pile is moving her. Therefore, for example, let's say she's in a bed in a hospital, gave birth. You want to raise the bed or lower the bed to push the button. There's no problem. Now, to push it back and forth, up and down, you have a bias chok for kalas roish. By the way, it's time to move her up and down. The fact that you are moving her is no different than the elevator. The mice, you can't move her. Just, again, as long as you are causing her to move, is no problem, unless it's your karech per se. Now, let's say you have a table that's the leg over there is wobbly. And you sit together on a table, L'chor, you end up moving her. So come along the is question to Avosner. He says, since you have no kavanah to move her, and Chaim Kanievsky says, we're not choshed to come to go move her, there's no problem over here. Come those one of fakfik upon it. Now the words of the Ramah, he goes on saying, the very important diuk, is words of, Eina mechuberes l'kaisel. This thing they sing upon is not connected to the wall. Then it's ulcer. Otherwise it'll be mutter. So on my mock sheet, I send you to the Balei Shulchan. The question is, what exactly is the Havana of this Ramah? The simple understanding, as the Moshe says in Shuvo, and before really the Tzemach Tzedek says, if something is mitznadnet, agam it's mechuber, the mice it's mutter. That means, even though we have an iser, or mean mitznadnet, moving one to another, that's only when it's not mechuber. But when it's mechuber, we have a heter, that's no problem over here. Now the Balei Shulchan, the ends of Tzarchin, the mice we have, when Moshe, the Tzemach Tzedek says, your sight in the Ramah is that something that's mechuber, the maisa it's mutter, agam, it moves the spouse. Building upon that, coming from Moshe, discusses, can you go inside a taxi, inside a car with your spouse? That means when you go inside a car, now the two front seats are usually your bucket seats. You don't move one to another. If you go inside a taxi, the two back seats are one long cushion, and one person sits in one seat, it usually moves the spouse. Is there a heter or an isser of going inside a taxi in the back when the spouse is tummy? So coming with Moshe, he says, number one, first we have this Ramah that says, once the mechuber, even though it's misnadin, it's mutter. And number two, we come along and says, a chiddush, that the car has a gedur of, since it's heavy, has a yesh to be done like mechuber, has a gedur being mechuber over here. Since Liaz brings down this Ramah, a chiddush, that again, number one, we have a heter in Ramah, and building upon that, a car has this heter, agam you move the car. Agam it's movable, agam it's made to move over here. But since over here it's as a gedur being kikarko, therefore you let it go inside a car, a husband and wife. The pre-tagel is this way. Berkut says that's ikka halacha. Atzad Hasheni, numerous farms say bishloima, you can argue the point if it's mechuber mamish, and even that those want to argue in pshat in the Ramah. But it's mechuber here. This is not mechuber mamish. You want to tell me the lumdus of emsal kaved nichol to get a mechuber in the Ramah? The mice is not mechuber. It's made to move the car. And therefore, they bring down the Yashiv and Rav Osner, and the Baal Shulchan himself wants to argue on Moshe and the Chodeshani. They want to not the way. There is no heter sitting inside the back of a car until get out the heter of a hefsik. Otherwise, it'll be osir. Now, Maisa, it's hard to know what exactly the Hanhaga Klal Yisrael is. However, when you go to a hospital, you just had a baby, and we see people go out of the hospital, you see people seem to do different things. There are those who seem to go that the husband sits in front and the wife in the back. Some, they'll put the car seat in between, the husband on one side, the wife on the other side. Some of mice sit side by side. So with mice, we have different anhogas. It seems to me that I saw be'ik the poskim of machmer. In America, those are miracle. I personally, one time, actually my first child, I came, I just had a baby. I was living in Hanof then. And me and my wife went in the back of a taxi. I learned from Moshe, I stood that way, no problem. A choshev or shiva, a choshev or paisik, he saw this. He told his rebbetzin to make a machot to my rebbetzin that I can go do that. And my says also, Allah and Shulchan Aruch over here. So I went back to him, I showed him Moshe. He was shocked. Moshe is such a het over here. One thing I did see, and Berkowitz himself also says, Moshe, the Bnei Yisrael, Moshe, the Machmer. And therefore, even though Me'ikid is mutter, but in front of them when snicker that you're also when you had a baby, you should not, Moshe, be Meikel. So again, what to go do with the different anhogas? People are taught different things. According to Moshe, very clear and true, the mice is mutter. Numerous Paiskim mice want to argue the point. And there is a good time, though. The mice say it's also over here. We'll get to another reason why the mice is mutter. We'll get there. Now again, so first we have this halacha of moving a person. We have one heter, the one something is mechuber. Simple reading in the Ramah. We have a second that to come in the Ramah, Blosh Yesh Matirim, that said that if there's an Odom Acher Mastik, also Motor. Now his Blosh Yesh Matirim, Marmokim is what the Beis Yitzchak bring down from Naguda that says it, and therefore Be'ik the Paiskim, the Chochmas Adam, the Kitzer, they bring down when a person being Mastik, the Maisitz Motor. Now when you see the Beis Yitzchak, so he, when he brings down Naguda, he argues the whole din, he says the whole thing is Motor. And he says, whether it's not or not does not make a difference. But the way the Beis Yosef is being done, Aguda, he says more than that. His words are, Shiyafzik Odom Echad B'neim, Oy Teva, Oy Shum Dover. Whether it's a person, and the Swarm discussed what's the luck of a child, or a Teva, a box, or any object. That means that Aguda inside says, luck applies to everything. Laved Afka, child. The Maisel, the Ramah does not bring it down. So the Shiloh among the Paiskim, is there a heter with an object, like a car seat in between? For Dafka, the Loch is, a heter with a person in between. Maisa Aguda, he says over everything. The Bingdan of Moshe, Makar Chaim, they want to tell everything over here. However, they point out, it's not the Ramo, it's not the Taz, not the Shach. Therefore, numerous Malakim, Maisa won't be Machmer, Chodeshoni, Padre Simcho, Berkut has to be Machmer. Unless the Makum Tzarek Godel, those want to be Mekel, Deve Yatsiv. So there is a shayla in the second heter, how far to take the side of the heter. Is it dafka by person, or any object over here? Once again, we have this halacha, that the bnei asher, the machmer, that you cannot sit in something that moves the spouse. And the halacha is, when you have an object in between, or it's mechuber, it's motor. Building upon this, we'll lead to the next halacha, the Ramah. The Ramah says, v'chein lo yelech im ishtar bagala achas or svin achas. You cannot go in one boat, or one wagon together, if you go derech the tayul, however, b'makom hatzarich, then my sense mutter. Now, in this Ramah, these three lines over here, if you realize there's no atheist in the Ramah, there's no Taz, no Shach, no Taz Shlom, no Goin, there's nothing here. On the page, nothing. Off the page, there's a lot what to talk about. The first question is this simple Havana Pshat of the Ramah. The Ramah starts off with a loch of a Safsal, that's Orach, that you can stand, that you're going to move. So the second aloch over here, Negeita Agolos Svina Achas. Is that two separate alochas? One has nothing to do with each other. One has a locha of being misnanded. One's a locha of the tiyul. But no, they're building one upon the other. The first case is discussing being misnanded on a bench. The second thing discussing over here is on a wagon, a boat, you're moving the spouse. Also the sugya of being misnanded. What is that one in the Ramah? Is it a hemshuch? A sugya of movement? Or a separate sugya over here? So again, on my mokums, I send you to the Badei Shulchan. He's very clear, points out the two sides over here. The Chokhma Zodim, he says it's a hemshuch. And they said over here, to Asir, the idea of a boat, and the idea of an agala, is dafka, can you move this spouse? Therefore, Moshe writes in Shuvah, we're discussing a small boat over here. A small boat, a rowboat, when one sits inside, the other one goes inside, you have a bayah mitzad, can you move the spouse? Masha Enkein, you go in a big boat, you're not going to move the other person. There's no bayah mitzad, there I'm over here. Atzad Hasheni, the Ben Ishchai, the Rav Palin, and the Chodesh Shani wants to go this way. There's a separate sugi over here. The Alocha, they cannot go L'tayel. Not on a boat, not on a wagon. The Bayam said the sugi of L'tayel. Two different Mahalchim had to learn the sugi over here. Now to take Rav Moshe's Mahalch, and to point out, he's really come out, that three Nafkaminas had to understand this Ramah. That means again, Rav Moshe come along and says, and the really Chokh Masad beforehand, the Bada Shulchan said that's Ika Alocha, that this is a Hemshuch of what says beforehand. Once it's a hemshach, what says beforehand, it comes out of three differences. How to learn this halacha? Number one, it comes out that when you're going to tayel, you're going to ganis l'pardesim. If you have a hefstik in between, a person between, or maybe an object, l'mayis be mutter. Because just like we said by bench, an object between yesh matim is mutter. Who did l'tayel putting an object in between be mutter? That's one kulo come out if it's a hemshach. Number two, a second kulo that will come out. This halacha is coming to move the spouse. But let's say you're walking, leganis l'pardesim. Stop taking a walk. There's no ma'am welcome to aser. Ma'ashenking the other mahalach, there'll be an issa to walk, like the Aruch HaShulchan understands. This is issa of walking. That means it comes out, there'll be two kulos right now in the idea of a kulo v'svin achas. Number one, according to Moshe, there's a kulo having a hefstik in between. And number two, there's a kulo, there's no issa of walking. Masha'enke the Benish Chai, he'll come out to say for Kert. There's no heter of a hefstik in between. There's no heter of a case of walking. A third nafkamina will be in the case of the ratio. And the ratio is saying when the bench moves, there's an isser. The Ramah ends off on the same case of a gol v'svin achas. However, let tzarech heilich me'il er let tzarechay l'maitzes mutter. So come along, it'll come out that according to Amisha, that in the beginning, we want to take a car, Letzarech, to Mokum Letzarech, will also have a heter. Because Ramah says it's a heter of Letzarech. That means to go inside a car, the husband and wife in the back of the car, there are two reasons why the Maisa to be Mekel. Number one, you can learn that the Mechaba over here is saying, the Ramah is saying to be Mekel, because it's Mechubar, and the car is again being Mechubar. And number two, you can have a reason why it's Mutter, is the Tzarech, Letzarech of the Maisa is Mutter. Any Mokum Letzarech is not Nechel Geda Letayel, also be Mutter. Atzad Hasheni, looking like a Ben Ishchai, and seems to be the Aruch HaShulchan who was knight this way, there won't be any heter in the ratio when you go for your own tzrochim. Now this idea of going L'tayel, just to speak out certain points, over here it says in the Ramah, when you're going to Gansa Pardesim, the tiyul itself is enjoyment. Let's say you're going to Niagara Falls and you're driving in a car. The drive itself is not L'tayneg. What's the timing? Is in Niagara Falls, you can walk around over there. Is there a problem with the drive itself? The mevuch among the malachtim is that nichel in the getter what the most coming to us over here? Is that nichel in the tayel and that's a scholar of Niagara Falls? All starts when you leave the house from New York. No, the tayel means what? The enjoyment is in Niagara Falls. The driving has nothing to do with it, it's just to get to somewhere. Shalom among the swarm. But another thing they discuss is Tam. Once we understand the idea of Leganso Pardesim, the two ways to understand it, can you walk in Leganso Pardesim with your spouse? Can you Tam go on a trip for a couple of days with your spouse? Can you go to a tzimmer with your spouse? So they come along and say, again, once you go like a Moshe, it won't be Nichol Mitzal Sugi of the Amor. However, you have another problem. Schoch V'Kalas Rosh, Sugin Sif Aleph. That means numerous times, when you want to make a vacation with your spouse, you have a bayah of the enjoyment of Schoch V'Kalas Rosh. Therefore, number one, you might have bayah Gans V'Pardesim, depends how you learn the Sugi, depends how you apply it practically. But more than that, you have a bayah of Schoch V'Kalas Rosh. Therefore, the Svarim say very simple. That let's say you want to go to Tzimah for a couple of days with your spouse or have a stopover in Europe for a couple of days. If you know she's a needy, you should not do that. Let's say you already set up that way and already have a stopover, or you already set up the Tzimah, should not have been Tamei, and the big she is Tamei, then what to go do? And the Chanami, then they speak out, this is what we make along. If you didn't make sure there is no Schoik V'Kalas Rosh, in these situations, do things that are more not special husband and wife romantic, some general things to go do. But usually, these things to go Ganso Pardesim, that means to go to botanical gardens. Is that Mutar also? So again, but usually to go to a place at that miyuchad, that's usually romantic, you should not do Namitzad Sefei, which again, it could be maybe this Sefei. Mitzad Sigur Schoik V'Kalas Rosh. If that's so, practically, can you take a walk with your wife? Can you take a walk with your wife? So again, botanical gardens, Yesh Lodin. But let's say, my backyard, I have a forest. My kids today, they went to the forest. Went with my wife. Can I go to the forest? Is there a bayah? The chod is no schoik v'kalas rosh. Something I have in my backyard all the time. Is there a problem taking a walk with your wife? So again, Rav Moshe Lishitosa, he says, the sugya of ganso pardesim in the Ramah is dafka, and the idea of moving the spouse. Taking a walk, there is no problem over here. Shlomo Zalman, Rav Ozan, they say, walking l'mais is mutter. Tzad Hasheni, the Archa Shulchan, of the Ashur of Tarsus Sol, they want to be machmer and say you cannot take a walk with your spouse. Now, if that's so, it's an interesting shiloh. This Rabbi Yomon Zilber and Chuvah and Chelik Vav, can you take a walk with your wife when she's a nido? He wrote back, you cannot take a walk with your wife even when she's not a nido. Because we already saw the Ramah in Simon Chof Aleph and Sifei that he brings down Belosh Yesh Oimim, that Chiba Barabim is also. That means everyone knows you cannot do Chiba Kvanishik Barabim. Everyone understands the Chura holding hands Barabim is a Bayav Chiba Barabim. What about taking a walk Barabim? He wants to tie that just like you cannot take a walk when you're Tomei, mitzad the Sugya of Chiba. Therefore, also you cannot take a walk even when she's Torah, mitzad the Sugya of Chiba Barabim. He says it's a Pella, he lives in Nebrak, and he sees Friday night on Rechov Reb Akiva, the Olam takes a walk over there. So they wrote back to him, Yesh L'chalik. There's a Sugya of Chiba and a Sugya of Archokis. Chibo is one thing that I cannot do barabim. Harchokis, walking, maybe nichol get of harchokis, be marachik, one for another. Not nichol get of chibo shaboy. He said, no, the whole idea of walking is nichol get of chibo. But actually, the mice, the swarm, and the oil said, pashtus is that you can't take a walk when she's tired, no problem. You go to Najmu Chavid, husband and wife takes a walk, you walk in Hanover Friday night, they do the shoals and shuffle, everyone walks around, well, that's not a problem. The question now is, what about when she's Tomei, is ahead of taking a walk or not? So, me personally, I do not like taking walks. My wife, Lamai, says she likes taking walks. So actually, when we got married, I told her I want to be machmer. I was young, said stupid things, want to be machmer. I told her, if you want, go call Rav Reuben, the Aruch HaShabbos and Meir Kohen. So she called him, and she asked him. He told her, it's mutter. Tell your husband, Lamai, it's mutter. Fine. So Lamai, and Hog is, whether build upon a Moshe or not, Maistan Hogir, I see, look around Klaus all Friday night. Everyone usually takes walks. Does not seem to make a difference whether the Isha is Torah or Tomei. Does not seem to make any chilik over here. So again, we have this Chiddush of the Ramah saying two halachas. One halacha mitzad asugah b'misnadneid. A second halacha of agolo svina achas. The question is that a build off the asugah b'misnadneid or not? Mitzad chaburo, tomorrow we mamshech and do sevav zayin. Siv Zayin Ches test. Also, I emailed the Olam that there'll be a test this Sunday. And Be'ez Hashem, every Sunday there's a test. The test is 5 easy questions. You have to send it into the office and you get 50 shekels for it. Also, there's a Marocha, they have to email it to me, 2 pages, Everybody should take the test 100%, and everyone should try to do the maracha. Everyone should take the test. There's no reason not. It's very simple. Test is dafka what it says on the page. Everybody can do it. L'maisa, you'll get 50 shekels. After a month, it's 200 shekels. For maracha, it's 400 shekels. Now, there are certain people who did not get the emails. So do me a favor, please tell your chavrusa who did not get them. That means whether Shimon Open, tell Yonah Grossman, whether it's Yaakov Kaufman, tell Uri Saflis. There are people who do not see emails, Baruch Hashem, they don't have a computer. Please tell their chavrusas. Atzlocha Rabbah.